And now I get to have my editor before I say it, as opposed to trying to do it on the fly, which is much easier. Thank you very much. And we have Parshat Balotcha, which for you was last week.
Oh, right.
So I kind of drew Jack that.
So I remember one day Jack said he wanted to go to shul. It was a laning day, he says, just so he could hear part of a parsha. Otherwise, he would never hear it.
Right. So they did Balot women. Michael Lane, the first Aliyah Balotcha Shabbos afternoon. Right, you're judging the next one. They joked
Oh,
that he
that must
keep
be,
going. I
yeah.
joked with Jack that she should just keep going. No, just let him
Okay.
read the entire parsha now.
Oh.
Otherwise, because you guys, right? You guys are doing Shlach this week. And when do you catch up
Yes.
again?
As a matter of fact, there's a women's Torah reading of Shelach.
Okay. not for
And
not not for
I'm reading a piece of it.
Oh, what are
So
you reading?
I'm reading the last six psukim of something. I don't know yet. I forgot. Wait a minute. I got all these screens popped up, and I'm afraid I'm going to get rid of you. Oh, okay. You're still here. Okay. All these little papers, I hate it. Shesh Besh Mondays. Oh, did I get through it?
Let's see. There you go. Just curious when you guys are catching up. Shavuot.
You're not waiting for me, are you?
No, I'm looking at when you guys catch up.
Oh.
Is it probably Chukat Pala?
Oh.
You guys are probably, or do we split Chukat this year? No, let's see what we do this year. Now I want to find out. Okay, it's like when are we
I
splitting?
know. It's all right.
Give me a second here. Sorry. Well. Pinchas, Chukat Pala. So we're doing Chukat Pala together. Not that Masa together. No, you're not going to catch up till. So I don't know when you're going to catch up. I got to look at this up. Anyway, let's do, I'm going to talk about Balot, if that's okay with you.
Yes.
Okay, this is Parsha In the middle of this is kind of the getting ready to travel to Eretz Israel. Right? It was not Medinat Yisrael at this point. It was not even in Eretz Israel, it was Eretz Canaan, and Moshe tries to convince his father-in-law to stay with them. Okay, he actually likes his in-laws. Okay, source one, by Yomer Moshe ben Yoel. Midyani, Choten Moshe, and Moshe told the Chovav, the son of Reuel Midyani, who's the father-in-law of Moshe, Nosim anachnu makom asher amar Hashem, we're traveling now to this place that God said, I'm giving it to you. Lachaitanu, come with us, Beit Avnu Lachem will be good to you, for to you, Kishem diber tov al Yisrael, because Hashem promised good things for us. Vayomer alav loylech, and Chovav, the name for Yitro, says, I'm not going. He im el artzi ve el murati yelech. I'm gonna go back home.
Oh.
Yom vayomer al na tazov etano. Moshe says, please do not abandon us. Yal al kain yadatach notem bar, because you know all of our encampments in the wilderness. Vayita lanu leinayim and hayita, and you will hayita to be eyes. What does hayita mean?
You will be.
Vayita. Right, if it's above a hipuch, it's you will be our eyes. And if it's just above a chibur, it's you were our eyes. So Rashi makes that point. Source two, Vayita lanu leinayim, lashon avar. Right, you were our eyes in the wilderness.
Oh.
Okay, dabar acher, lashon atid, or you can read it as future.
Oh.
Okay, right, kol davar, and why in the future? Kol davar davar shitaleh me'enenu, anything that is hidden from our eyes, tiyeh me'ireinei, you will enlighten us. Or Ebenezer says the same thing. So he re reverses the his preferred order. L'chai tanuvi intelenu leinayim, right? L'harot derach. You will be our eyes to show us the way to go. Rabbim omrim ki v'hita lenu avar. It's the past. Remez la'aitza, and it's talking about, it's alluding to the advice Natan Moshe. Moshe hara loma shelo yada. That Einayim is metaphorical, obviously, and he's talking about that Yitro, you gave us advice in the past. So are you talking about the past or the future? And the answer, of course, is yes. Both of them are true. Yitro had been their eyes in the past, and Moshe asked, "Please continue to do so." And the yes, Laharot HaDerach, to show us the way, is metaphoric, right? They don't need actual guidance. They don't need a map or a GPS. Hashem's guiding them. That's the pillar of cloud,
Oh.
right? That's what the very that same paragraph says. Explains that they went for 3 days, or a trip of 3 days from Har Sinai. Aaron Brit Hashem no seif nehem derech shlosh yamim, and the Aaron went in front of them for 3 days. La tor lahem menucha, to find them a place to rest. So they don't need Yitro to show them where to go. They've
Is
got the
this his,
guide.
but this is his land, like he knows the desert, right?
I mean, he's a Kohen Midyan. I don't know how well he knows the wilderness.
Oh, Midian is somewhere else, huh?
I mean, presumably he lived in a city somewhere there. But my point is that it's not specifically referring to directions there.
Okay,
It's
okay.
advice. That's what Rashi says, right? Kol davar shenitala. Okay, it's referring to Yitro's experience. He has the Kohen Midyan, right? He's the leader of Midyan. He's somebody who has practical knowledge of organizational management. He's given this advice before, right? He gave a bunch of advice, comes, sees his son-in-law for the first time in years, and he says, you're doing it all wrong. Back in Parsha Yitro. Right? That's why Aaron doesn't necessarily want me in the shul, you know? But Yom HaChotei love, and so Moshe's father-in-law tells him, Lo tova davar she'atah. What you're doing is not good. Navol tibol, you will be hopelessly confused. Gamata, gama amazeh, shemach, you, the people, kikavei mimcha davar, but this is too hard for you, l'tuchal l'sov, you can't do it by yourself. Atash shema, now, sonny, listen to me. Yes, I'll give you advice. V'hi el kiimach, and may God be with you, right? I acknowledge that Hashem has to tell you what to do, but I'm telling you what you need to do. Hayei atala amul elokim, you will be there opposite God. Veveta tat devrim Elokim, you will be their messenger to God. Yizarta tema to chukim torot, and you'll teach them the laws, the Torah. Vodata lehem et haderech yelechuvah, and you'll teach them how to act. and things they should do. You need to point people. People who are brave, fear God, truth, hate corruption. You need to establish a hierarchy of judges, rulers, legislators. Thousands, hundreds, right? That's what you need to. You can't do this all by yourself. And if you do this, and God commands it to you, be a chalta, then you'll be able to handle it, survive. And peace, people will all come in peace. No, but Moshe listened to his father-in-law, right? That's what Moshe tell his father-in-law right now, right? You gave us good advice then, and we need you to continue to advise us. Okay, because we're going to start a country here. And to be a country with a government that's full of Israelis. Okay? I mean, this is not going to work, right? We need you there, right? You know the joke about the Golda Meir and Nixon?
No.
Classic joke, right? Here, this is a one version. Golda Meir quietly pulled President Richard Nixon aside and insisted her job is much more difficult than his. You may be the president of 250 million people, she said, but I'm the prime minister of 5 million prime ministers. Okay, so right, that's what he's saying. Yeah, we need your advice. You need to see what we're doing wrong and how we can do it right. Okay, that's a serious lesson. You need a name, right? You always need outside eyes. You
What's
can't stop.
our understanding that Yitro doesn't convert? He stays a Kohen Medjan.
No, he converts, right? We talked
Oh,
about
he
that.
does
Does
convert.
convert, right? He is doing right that they added the letter, he's yet there, becomes Yitro. We had that with remember the Vava Chippur as being joining to Hashem. I'm talking
Right.
about
Oh, a little bit, a little bit.
the Vavim on the Sefer Torah.
Oh, yeah, there are six of them or something.
No, there are six places that always start a column, and then all the other columns have a Vav, which is the Vava Chippur.
I wish I remembered things. That was a good one.
Yeah, so I can send a link to that one there. Yeah, but the idea is that he did in fact convert. Right, he says that I never realized that Hashem is greater than all these other gods. Okay, I discovered the truth, but he's
But
still an
he's still
outsider.
an outsider.
Still
He's
an
still among
outsider.
you.
He is still, he's Jewish, but he's definitely an outsider in the sense that he can see that he's looking from the outside. He's not part of the original community because you can't.
Okay.
You know, I mean, and that's it. And that's kind of the lesson, is that you got to realize that you need outsiders.
Okay.
Okay, you have to have that humility. Okay, that you don't know everything. And if you're
Outsiders
inside,
or specifically non-Jews, like, the wisdom of the nations.
right? We'll talk about that because I'm going to bring examples where
Okay.
we actually look to the wisdom of the nations. But that's a very
Oh,
important
good.
Or HaChaim. I mean, that's his point. This is the Or HaChaim on Yitro, okay, is asking, why does he have this whole thing about Yitro's advice in the beginning and right before it, Matan Torah? Venira, Kitama Davar, the reason for highlighting this story right before giving the Torah. Hula wrote Hashem b'nei Yisrael, because Hashem wanted to show b'nei Yisrael Hadorah who in that generation, b'chol dor v'dor, every generation after that, ki yesh b'umot gedolim b'havana u'b'haskalah. Because other nations, right, non-Jews can be smart. They know things. They understand. They're deep. Yitro, you see Yitro's wisdom, batzato, and his advice, ofen seder b'nei Adam, and how to organize society, Hashem b'char, that is organization that he chose, ki yesh b'umot makirim dvarim ma'asharim, that other nations know things that are no good things. You can learn from them. And it's the intention here is Yisrael, that we were not chosen inside Sheishba. We weren't chosen to get the Torah, to be the bearers of Shekhinah because we're smarter than everybody else. Not something biological, not inherently smarter. Even though Jews get whatever, 50% of all the Nobel Prizes. This is a proof of that is Haskalat Yitro. We start before Matan Torah, we have the advice of Yitro. Alamadik ki lo mirov chachmat Yisrael bacharshem bahem. Clearly, it's not that they were not chosen because of their intelligence. El lachesed el yon, this God's mercy, o avat ha'avod, because the promise of the avod. That's the Orach Chaim.
This
As
is not, well, there are a lot of strands that don't currently, that don't, the whole like feminism. Oh, that's not us. That's,
I
I
think
mean, all
that's
sorts of
right.
things.
Right. And okay, any particular philosophy you can learn from or argue, but you can't reject it out of hand simply because it's them. And that's the important part of the Orach Chaim, as and this is the Eicha, famous quote from Eicha Rabba. Someone tells you there is wisdom among the nations, believe them. Yesh Torah b'goyim al tamin. See, this Torah, it's not Torah. Don't believe that. It's not Torah. You learn chachma, science, literature, everything. And their chachma isn't Torah. It's not
But
automatically
it,
worthy regard, but it's still worth learning from. You can learn from
so
it.
what
This
it,
is
what so this is a narrow definition of Torah. What is Torah? Just theology, or what is Torah?
That's a good question here. I think it's what we consider divine wisdom. This is absolute truth. I will take this seriously. If this Torah, I have to take it seriously. There's some aspect of, derail kim chayim. Things that I'm going to call chachma, I need to learn, but I have the option of rejecting it. Does that make sense? And the line is very fuzzy. So I give an example here. This was a letter from a Rabbi Matzliach, Rabbi Lahu from Sicily, in the beginning of the 11th century. So this is at the transition between the Gaonim and the Rishonim. Okay? He's writing a letter to Shmuel Nagid, who is a political leader in Spain, who is one of the organizers of yeshivot in Europe, as opposed to back in Baghdad, where the Gaonim are. And Ratzliach is talking about that when he was learning with Haigaon, one of the last Gaonim in Baghdad.
Okay.
Okay. So this is at this transition point, around the year 1000.
Okay.
So this is one of the stories. This is from a book on the story of the Gaonim that was published in the 1800s by a Dr. Levin. Right. Nafala Dibor, Bevet Yeshiva. So we were talking about this in the yeshiva in Baghdad. Odot Pasuk, about this pasuk of Shemen Rosh al Ya'ani Roshi. Let the oil of my head not yani the oil of my head. What does yani mean? It's a hepek phlegomena, usually translated as may I not lose it, right? May I always have nice shiny hair. Okay, but they were trying to figure out what that meant. Barama's Rav Hai, right? So Rav Hai Gaon said, Rav Matzliach, who's writing this letter, Shilach el HaKotolik. The Catholic. Rosh
Oh.
HaKohanim. Okay, you want to know what that pasuk means? You should talk to the Christian
Oh.
father here. Bishalu odot, and you should ask him about Mashim Tsa'ito Bibiyur Zekatu. What does your translation of this look like?
Oh.
Lo, oh, let's see. Below. Thank you. And Rav Masliach didn't like it. Kirota Gaon, so the Gaon realized that Rav Masliach didn't like the idea of asking the Catholics what they thought. He started criticizing him. But Amro, he said, Kiavot, right? Our ancestors, the earlier generations. They were holy. They did not refuse to ask to investigate about what words meant. Certainly, it's a balay, but other faiths. So you know just what the word means. And they asked the shepherds what their words mean. The Gemara has lots of times where they'll ask, "What does this word mean?" So you have to learn this. You know, is this learning Torah from a non-Jew, or is this Chachma? It's a fuzzy thing.
It's very fuzzy.
It's very fuzzy. It's there, right? You need outsiders sometime. And one of my favorite lines from Rav Lichtenstein, so this is contemporary, because learning Tehillim, it's very useful to read C.S. Lewis on the Psalms. Okay? Simply because it's complete from outsider's point of view, and it's things you wouldn't think of, because things that are obvious, and he just does, and C. Lewis does, just doesn't get. Classic one is, what does it mean that, you know, Torah Hashem, it's matuk mi nofet sufim, it's sweet. What does it mean to be learning be sweet? Why do people enjoy learning? It's like, how can it not? I mean, you're just born that way. That's what you do at 6 o'clock in the morning, is learn Torah. But Lewis doesn't get that. And C.S. Lewis is a very smart person. So this is Rav Lichtenstein giving me a heter to learn Lewis. Okay, so there's a footnote there to why you should compare C.S. Lewis, Rex and the Psalms. While written from explicitly Christian point of view, and hence not wholly palatable for the Jewish reader, the chapter contains some valuable insights.
Very fuzzy, Danny.
Very fuzzy. Okay, I have no problem with the
No,
game.
I have this thing in my head, feminism, right? The whole idea, right? So would you add that where you have science literature, for example? I mean, where do you put things like that? Like the modern world, the non-Jews,
Yeah, I mean,
but it's a
it's
good
known as an
idea.
ethical principle.
Oh,
That sounds like a
ethical.
good thing, right? It's an ethical principle, and what we're creating our ethics there. You know, ethics is how we relate to other people, and that's one of them. And it's worth learning them. Okay? Right? That's the famous Perek in Mishnah, Perek Avot, right? Ezo chachamo lo maybe kol adam.
Well, they mean Adam. They don't mean Kol of Adam Yisrael.
Doesn't say that. It definitely does not. And we just gave examples where you should learn from everyone, right? Right?
All
So now
right.
me
I mean,
kol
I'm all for this, but there's
I
a
am, right?
it's
Mikol malam dai hiskalti, right? I learned from all my teachers. I want to speak about your edot. So I will learn from everyone. That's what the pasuk means.
All right, and not
And
just
that,
math, not just things like math or
no, this is right.
ideas, philosophy.
I mean, again, we're talking about how do I interpret Tehillim here, is the examples I just gave,
Right.
right?
Right.
How do we organize our society, right? How do I establish mishpat? That's Yitro.
Yeah.
Don't assume that you know everything. Right? There are things to learn from everyone. And specifically, I wanted to talk about this because you were there last week, right? Stuart Klayman is organizing a Kiddush this Shabbos
Right.
for me.
Right. Oh, I
I
have to
don't
give
need.
money. And then they tell us they have plenty of money.
I don't. But I'll take cash myself if you want to do that. That's fine.
Yeah, so what does this have to do with that?
Okay. What's well, komalam dai hiskalta? You have to learn from everyone. So here's a quote from the Torah. Here's a quote from Gemara and Tanis. That's relevant to, you know, I learn learning from everyone. Everything. Don't reject anything. Source of learning, right? Amar Nachman bar Yitzchak, lama nimshlu divrei Torah ke'etz. Right? Why is the Torah compared to a tree? Right? It says, Eitz chayim hi lamachasim. What's it about trees? And it's an interesting metaphor he says. Yeah, metaphor from forest fires. Just like one little branch can light an entire tree on fire. So
All right,
too.
this is from Jews. I mean, this is different. This is
Those.
a Jew, you know. This is different.
It is different, but it's a part of the Atmel Komalam Dayaskalti. That's where thy segue is. I'm going to learn from everyone. Right? That Amar Rabbi Chanina, Harbela Marati, I learned from my teachers, Yoter. I learned from my colleagues more than I learned from my
Yeah,
teachers.
this is easy to
Metamidai,
get. Right.
Yoter.
This is a little different
It is,
than
but that's my
saying,
segue.
you know, non-Jewish thought. Non-Jewish thought. What do we do with that? And what's the difference between Torah and Chachma?
That's good. So
Torah
I
you
think
can't
for
learn, right? Torah
what?
you can't. Torah you don't want to learn from.
That's not what it says. It's not Torah. It doesn't say you can't learn anything. What you're
Oh.
learning from non-Jews is not, we're not going to call that Torah. It's Chachma. It can help you understand Torah, but it's not Torah itself. And we discussed this a lot in the in the Mishle class, which I'm not. I want my segue because I want to talk about how good it is to have students. Talmidei yoter mikulan.
Yeah, but you kind of slipped into learning from your students. I mean, that's a beautiful thought. Everybody has ideas. That's a different thing than learning from the non-Jewish world things.
It's part of the same thing. It's well, lo may
You
be
think
kol
so?
adam. It's lo may be kol adam, right? You don't know everything. You can always learn.
Okay.
It is different. That's a
I'm
segue.
telling you, I'm okay with all this, but it's different.
It
It's
is. I
different.
don't say it's not different, but it's just, it's part of the same. Okay, this is general. That was part of that. This is another part. And part of that is the not having that arrogance. Both of them, you need that for both those things.
Okay.
Okay. Yes, it is different, but that's what I got to go on to the other second half of this year. So.
Where's it going? The Talmidim or the Umot HaOlam?
The Talmidim.
Okay.
Right, that was my say because I want because again because I wanted to say thank you. Right.
Oh, that's what you're saying. That's
Oh,
the
I didn't.
story tie-in? I didn't know what you were talking about.
Right,
What
right,
is the
right, right. He
story?
must. Right, he must
Oh.
organize this for me. So I gotta say thank you to everyone who's listening to me because I learned so much from you.
Okay, that's all nice. Are you going to give a little speech? Tiny?
Well, this is my speech, right? Here's a.
Okay.
This is very. This is. I was talking about this Talmidei Yoter Mikulam specifically,
Yeah.
but learning is that
Okay.
the.
I mean, this is all, yeah, I really see them as distinct, not
I
part
agree. They're
two.
just. I think they're part
Okay.
two parts of the same thing.
Yeah.
We need to learn. Right. I need to learn from actively. Rabotai, Chaverai, and Talmidei.
Okay.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying.
And you
Anyway.
really want me to push the I spoke a lot about the at
No,
some
I don't
point
want you
about
to push it. I just don't want you to mush it. Because
okay.
I think they're two very, very different things. Anyway. You know, what do we learn from non-Jews? What part of the world? Right? I
Well,
mean,
I if
there's
you want more.
nothing controversial, not a inch, nothing controversial about saying learn from your students, your Jewish students.
Okay, I didn't see. It doesn't
But
say
it's very
Jewish, right?
controversial when you start talking
That
about.
is true. So we're going to avoid the controversy.
Okay.
Remember, the AI is listening to everything we're saying here, so this is going to go on
Uh-oh.
the internet.
Okay.
Okay, the way to understand the Talmidei specifically, that we learn from actual teachers lecturing. Right? You certainly learn more. By learning with someone else, keep it that's me, because then you're doing the work. That this personal struggle with a colleague, adam lomed, makaba. You're actively, it's active learning, not just being given it, not just accepting it. And trying to learn on your own without a chavruta, someone else to bounce the ideas off, it can be actually harmful.
Interesting.
I'm sorry. Even more than that, halimun and talmidim, right? Teaching. That increases your understanding. In Torah and in anything, in two ways. In order to say it, you got to make it clear. You got to understand it yourself. You can't fuzz over it, right? So just the act of writing a lesson makes you learn it. On the other side, and the fact that your students give you a hard time, if it's not absolutely clear, and they accuse you of mushing it, Then Adam lo med la vinyo ter, then you try to understand it and make things clarity. It's a sugya shiur sikpa. You understand it much better. So the harsher your students are, the more you learn. And I will say that so the Tosfot Yom Tov sees a problem with this comment with the parallel Mishnah that was earlier in Avot, right? This is Perek Daf Mishnah Aleph, early in Perek Aleph. We have a Yeshua ben Prachi Omer, Aseilach HaRav, V'knei Lecha Chaver, Veve Dana Kol Adam Kaf Sechut. Heard that? Make yourself a teacher, a rabbi. You need some guidance. K'nei Lecha Chaver, acquire a chaver, a colleague or friend, someone to learn with. You gotta pay it for it in time and attention. And judge everyone with a side of merit, right? Assume they're doing the best. Okay, so we have this parallel of I learned from my rabbanim, I say l'charav, I learned from my chaverim, k'nei l'chaver, and there's no parallel to talmidai. Right? Why is that missing? It sounds like, it sounds so nicely parallel. Now, if it's so important to learn from teachers, colleagues, and students, then you should have teachers, colleagues, and students. I didn't say that. So Tosafot Yom Tov says, that he asked the question, Lamlo, he's here, Al Shikach Talmidim. Why does Yeshua ben Parche not tell you? You should make sure you get Talmidim. That quote. A Tamlazer. He says a reason. Talmidim, that a student is there to learn. So they're only going to learn things that they want to learn. Or from teachers that they're attracted to, that they think they can learn from. So and that you can't guarantee. You can't make someone be a student. Okay? They have to be attracted to you, right? You can force someone to sit in front of you and listen to you lecture, especially if they're in school, right? But that doesn't make them students. You're certainly not someone you're gonna say that my learned may tell me that do tear me kulan. You can't guarantee such a thing will happen. You can't make it happen. Students have to come to you.
But you could make it happen that you learn from your students.
Right, but you can't get the students in the first place. You can't automatically get the students in the first place.
Oh,
You
okay.
can't make that happen. I can go out and try to get it, but I can't make someone, okay, come listen to me lecture because I need to understand this better. Right? All I can ask for is you can try to be the kind of person that people want to learn from.
That's
Which
good.
is what?
Good.
Right. So that's, I mean, and it's also Yom Tov continues that well, the Maharal, same question. Luya, Zab Sefer Derachayim, which is his Sefer on Pirkei Avot, Ketab. The reason is similar. Kenelecha doesn't so lo amar kenelecha talmid. It doesn't say go acquire students. She'en roi lasot abazeh. You can't force it. It's not right to do that. Lasot adam atzmo l'rav. Say I'm your teacher. Listen to me. V'kach latzmo chem shem chashivut lamar talmid. Talmud tilmo m'men. You can't say lo listen to me. Moshe osim way people do here. This is the Maharal of Prague complaining about in his time. People just stand up and say, "Here, I am brilliant. Go listen to me lecture."
Oh, he's complaining.
He's complaining, right? That's what we do nowadays. You can't do that. Rabbi Shmuel Bracha doesn't want to do that, right? I can't acquire students by my trying. I can only work on the kind of teacher that people want to learn from. Once I do that, then I can learn from those students.
Nice.
Okay, and then the Tosafot Yom Tov concludes. Okay, what they said is true. I said, it's not really a problem because there's an earlier Mishnah where it says to have students. The very first of the Tanaim, here's the quote here. Mido tamidim harbe.
Oh.
We always have that question. Tells me also says, but Yeshua Parakhi doesn't need to say it because it was already in the previous Mishnah. Yes, you should have lots of students. Okay. But I still like the original answer is that you can't force someone to be your, right? As he says that, right? The Avabiyadvarim and Metfatek. That's certainly true, but it's not that much of a problem. And I will have an aside because I've got more time that this was specifically, it was Yeshua ben Parachia who left out the Talmidim. Right? Yeshua ben Parachia, Omer, Rav, Chaver, and Havidana Kol Adam. Right? Let's change the Talmidim. Why? Who is Yeshua ben Parachia? And I saw this in a Chabad commentary. He is a Tana. And if you look in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, there is a missing paragraph. Large gap. Okay, that is a censored paragraph, which we have from from printings that were and manuscripts that were not done in Christian countries, what that set paragraph was. And thing to remember about censors, as Stephen Weil makes that point, is I'll use the phrase of the IDF now. But is that censoring was not done by the church. The church just banned the books. Censoring was done by the publishers so they wouldn't get banned. You just, whatever you thought was gonna be that they wouldn't like, you just took out, no matter what. The Catholic, what was the organization that was in charge of banning books to heretical would just burn the whole thing. Okay, but here's the paragraph, right? You can get this on from Sepharia. And it starts here. Kid de katlinu yanai malka l'rabanan. When Alexander Janaeus, who was the Herodian, the Maccabee king, 2 generations after Hanukkah, I think. Is that right? He was a Tzaddiki. So
What is the first word? Kid
here,
did.
when de that katil to kill in who them? When he killed them, when Yanai killed the Rabbanan, he executed the Perushim, the Pharisees.
What word means killed?
Katal,
Katir?
katal.
Katal is killed?
Yes.
Okay, I'll believe you.
You go, katal, to kill, murder, slaughter.
Oh, I haven't heard it modern,
I mean,
but
it's Aramaic, basically.
yeah, okay.
Let's see. I don't know if it's in Biblical Hebrew at all. Here we go. Here in Tehillim, im tiktol al karasha. There we go. So it comes up once. Evidently, in modern Hebrew slang, it's to verbally disparage.
Oh.
I don't know. I've never heard that. Anyway, but this is obviously an Aramaic, so that is a probably that is the
Yeah.
like when it says when it says lo tirtzach, it's look it's look tiktal
Oh, really?
in Targum. Yeah. Okay.
Oh.
Anyway, so
Okay,
yeah.
anyway, go on. When he
So
killed
Yanai
them.
is executing the Perushim or the rabbis, the Tanaim. Azal Rabbi Yeshua ben Parachia, v'Yeshu. Rishu Parachia and his student Yeshu ran Alexandria, Shel Mitzrayim, when left for Alexandria. Interesting name there, right? Ki Hava Shalma, ki Shalach Le Rishu Mitzetach, when Salma rather, when his widow, after he passed away, Salma become or Salome, I guess the way they pronounce it in English, becomes the queen. She brings Shimon ben Shetach, who's his, I think that's her brother, back. Says, okay, we're not gonna kill the Tanaim anymore. We're gonna make peace between the Tzedukim and the Perushim. So she stops the execution. When she does that, then come Ata. Then they went. Guy went. Vetrame lay. So they decide they're going to come back from Alexandria, they're going to go back to Israel, and they stayed at a hotel. Abdulia Yakaratuva and the Ushpiza did a nice job for them. They were very happy. So Amar Yeshua ben Parachia, Kama Yafach Sanezu, and Yeshua ben Parachia said, "This is a really nice hotel. 5 stars, whatever the equivalent of Yelp was in 100 BCE." So Amar Yeshua, so Yeshua says to him, "Rebbe, eneha turidot. I don't like her eyes." Talking about the innkeeper. Amar Leh, he said to him, "Rasha, b'chachad sekh." It's like, you wicked person. What are you looking at the innkeeper? What are you looking at the women for? It's a nice hotel. And Shemateh, he was really upset and he put him into cherem.
Visamteha, who, what?
Shamteh. And
Okay.
Shemuta is the word for him, but he excommunicated him, this Yeshu.
Okay.
Atakameh kama zimnin. So Yeshu comes back to him a couple of times. Amrale Kaplan, he said, "Please accept me back." Lohave kama mashkiach bay, and Rabbi Yeshua ben Parachia didn't pay attention to him. Yom achad have kakare Yeshua ben Parachia kriyat Shema. And one day, as Yeshua ben Parachia is saying Shema, Atay Yeshu kameh, Yeshu comes back to him. So Yeshua ben Parachia kablui, and Yeshua ben Parachia decides, "Okay, I can't keep him away this long. He obviously he's sincere. I'll bring him back." Achuve Yeshua ben Parachia le biyedei, but he's saying Shema. He's not going to talk to him. So he signals with his hand. Does this the Israeli thing with your fingers?
What do you do with your fingers?
You see me there? That no
No, I
the.
don't see you. I just see a little you. Okay. Oh,
Okay, which the first time
Rega,
someone did it to me,
Rega.
I thought the bus driver was cursing me out.
Yeah.
I don't want to get on there. No, that means wait, right?
Right.
He signals, "Just give me, I'm davening." Okay, we'll talk.
Yeah.
Basically, that's what he does. But just like me, whatever, in 1985,
He took it badly.
I had, yeah, Yeshua had no idea. Who Yeshua Sava. Yeshua and Yeshu figured that he's pushing him away, he's rejecting him. Whatever he signaled him with. Azel, so he just gave up. Azel Zakaf Livneta, he set up a brick, but he's not really started bowing down to it. He figured he's just gonna start worshiping idols because obviously they're better than these Jews.
Wow, this is quite a story.
It is. Amar Yeshua and Prachia le Hadar Bach. So Yeshua and Prachia runs after him afterwards and says, "Come back." And Yeshu says back, "Lo, you already taught me. Someone sins commits others to sin. Will not be allowed to do tshuva. Can't do tshuva like acher." And what was this? The story just has him, not others. But Amar says, this is Amora much later, says Yeshu kishef v'hisi Yeshu. He did magic spells. He seduced all of Israel. He started his own cult. It was bad.
Okay.
Okay? So he was censored for fear of the church. The Yeshu really can't be. Yeshu is what is the name for Jesus, but this Yeshu cannot be Jesus because Alexander Yanis, Yalkai Malka, was, from 103 to 76 BCE.
Oh.
So it's 100 years before the Christian Jesus. So it's a different, but Rabbi Yeshua ben Parachia has a student who goes bad. So this website suggests that's why he didn't include students in there because it says, yeah, you should have, I don't want to say have lots of students because I tried and I failed.
Oh, he's the
He
one who
is the
left it
Yeshua
out.
ben Parachia is was
Oh, okay.
Was
So
the
we're
teacher of this
looking
Yeshu.
right.
And so
I
when
got
he
it.
said, gives your advice, he leaves out Talmidim. My suggestion is because
Because of
sometimes it
this
goes very
incident.
badly.
Okay. So
Yeah.
that this is like, okay, who, right? It's right. What was his, this particular person, why did he leave it out?
Right. That's another cute answer there. My answer, though, is that he didn't leave it out. Right? Learning from Tamidai Yotem Kolam is the same thing as what he means by saying, Dana Kol Adam L'Kaf Zuchut.
Oh.
Okay, respect everyone, right? Everyone has something to teach. So the only way to learn from your students is have the humility to assume others
Oh.
are right. You're not wrong. You need to know. That's what it means to be Ezra Chachama Lamei Mikol Adam.
Oh, so Dana Kol Adam is related to this whole idea
Right.
of,
That's how you become the kind of person that students will come to, and you will become the person that can learn from the students. You have to be the person
okay.
who's Dana called Adam Lekavsalam.
Okay.
That's the request. The bottom line is, and yes, learning from Ummat HaOlam, learning from Talmidim is a different thing, but you need to learn from everyone. Never assume you know everything. And that's where I'm going to say thank you so much for teaching me so much and for sponsoring this kiddush.
That's very nice.
Thank you.
And but you link it to the Vihayita lanu
Right. And
le'enayim.
obviously that's the hook in the parsha that I needed to kind of get into this
Okay.
subject.
Right. It
So
does, it works as a good hook, except for
perfect.
the little
Right. You, all
hand
right.
joke.
It's not
It's
the same
okay.
thing
No
as the
one's
hook.
gonna pick up on it. It's
I
good.
will mention that one of my Talmidim, the Harifim, who try to sharpen it, say that my logic, my segue isn't as smooth as it might have been. And
No, you
I
don't
guess
have to mention. Don't mention it
and
because
I will.
that whole topic is a comp is so
It
complicated.
is complicated. Much more he said. The first section of Mishlei talks about the Musar Avicha, and then he cried the foreign woman as a metaphor for foreign wisdom. And we talked about that quite a lot, and how much you have to learn from them as well. And then the question of if David Goldman brings up that if these secular universities are abandoning Chachma, do we have a responsibility to save it?
That's interesting too.
Right? If it was something, if we could learn something from reading Shakespeare, but the universities are dropping their English departments because they're all dead white European males, does that mean that yeshivas should have departments of Shakespeare?
Oh, that's interesting.
It's an interesting question. I'm not going to
Yeah.
answer.
Yeah.
Or are we going to lose something? Okay, I'm going to stop here.
Okay, very nice. Have a good Shabbos, a special
Shabbos.
Shabbos to you. So the